This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. Who fucks less? And the word has what you call people from each and every state. In the meantime, our question, what is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Riley. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
First time calling in, man. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
All right, so here's my story, man. We're about 12, 13, you know, just dumb kids. And, you know, we stole a bunch of lumber from around the neighborhood and built a tree fort in my backyard, right? So, you know, me and my buddies, we sit up there, you know, smoking weed, drinking beer, eating mushrooms.
You wait,
know,
how old were you? Wait.
Why is everybody eating mushrooms?
Is it the knife that brings them all together?
No, it's the man.
It's coming.
Okay.
So, you know, all the normal stuff, you know, 13-year-olds do, you know, we're up there. So, one night we're up there hanging out, you know, drinking beer, smoking joints, and, you know, we had a trampoline set up underneath the treehouse on the ground. We used to jump out of the makeshift door all the time under the trampoline, you know. So, my stepbrother at the time, he's stabbing a knife into the door frame there. I go to jump out, put my hand on the door frame, and I get ready to jump, and my hand won't come off. I'm like, what, you know. Thinking for a second, it's kind of dark, you know. I'm like, what's going on here? I look over and there's a steak knife in my hand stuck to the door jamb, and he pulls it out. I'm like, oh my God, man, you just stabbed me in the hand. He goes, no, I did it. I look at it, sure enough, there's a hole all the way through my hand. I was like, ah, man.
How bad did that hurt?
About, you know, I didn't feel it at the time, but as soon as I jumped out and I got off the trampoline, I went inside, you know, to get my dad. You know, he said a few words to us, called us dumbasses, and then took me to the hospital.
All dads. Like, her mom going, are you okay? My baby, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, you dumbass.
Can't help it, man.
You have to get off this chair. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
It's kind of a general rule, like, when you get home from work. Like, you can do anything you want as long as it doesn't involve me having to get up from the place I'm in, right?
Exactly. You mean I got to get up out of this chair?
Can you clean up the mess? All right, cool. If I can sit here and you can clean it up,
if
man.
If I have to get up.
You're in trouble.
Right.
It's basic, right? Yeah. That really is the father position. If I have to get up to deal with whatever it is you got going on, it's a problem for you.
Yeah, and then you see him reaching for the level like, oh, no.
He ain't getting up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you have to ruin the relaxation time, you better have big news, and it's going to be bad news. That's all. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was about 8 years old, and I was helping my grandpa chop wood out in the backyard. And my little brother, he was 3 at the time, he walked right in front of me when I went down with the axe. And the axe caught the hood of his puffy jacket and went into the stump.
Jeez.
And he was fine, but my grandpa looked like he saw a ghost. And he told me, he was like, just one thing you don't do is that you don't tell grandma that what just happened.
Did you, were you pissed at yourself that you missed his head? Damn it!
You know, I didn't know what to think. I was in shock because it was pretty close.
Does your brother? I'm sure he's heard the story, but does he remember it?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, I bet your grandfather did for a long time.
Yeah,
he does, and Grandma didn't know before. I don't think she still knows.
Yeah, probably.
No. Grandma doesn't need to know that.
She does not need to know, man. There's something like she's not going to find
all
it funny
all she cares
now.
About is you got a stack cord of wood out there and the house is warm. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I actually got two really quick ones. You got time for two?
Maybe.
Oh, depends. We'll take a look at our watch.
All right. So the first one is about 15 years ago. Me and a buddy were 14, 13, something like that, at a camp, summer camp. And we were sitting in the dining room playing with our forks and spoons, kind of hitting your fists on the table and flipping them up. I turned one towards my buddy. It was a fork. And I slammed my hand down, and it shot up straight across the table and stuck right in the center of my buddy's forehead and just hung there.
All right, you're allowed to tell story number two.
All right, number two, it was about 10 years ago. Yeah, they say never cut towards you. So yes. I had an X-Acto blade cutting open a box, trying to tear them apart, and it got stuck. And as I'm cutting, it just breaks loose and sticks into my side and went straight in between my ribs.
About
2 inches.
You had the blade open too hard.
Yeah, it was just like it was like something in a movie. You just stood there holding it like, oh my God, this is in my stomach.
But
and you just kind of pulled it out and dropped it.
But I'll tell you what, man, we can add that to our list of universal truths, right? A grown man on one speed bike can get you drugs.
Mm-hmm.
A grown man with pigtails, he can get you drugs. I think the one thing we can all agree, we all here don't cut toward yourself, and all of us do until we finally stick ourselves, right?
Yeah.
No one ever just takes your advice. No one ever does it. And everyone has a story when suddenly they took your advice.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a universal truth. You know what they say? Yeah, I know. I know exactly what.
What is that story I told earlier about the cutting myself, cutting bread? Like, I am one of those people now. Like, I am very cautious with knives.
Sure, and you probably even remember the saying, don't cut toward yourself, as you were cutting toward yourself.
I remember my grandma holding bagels in her hand, and she would cut them and go, don't ever do it this way.
Do, right. Do you have a serrated knife for bread?
Yeah, that's what cut my fingernail.
Bread knife. He's got to cut the...
You cut your hand with a serrated knife?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why there's blood on the bread.
Told you, man, I was drunk. I was really cutting that bread.
That's the one knife that you shouldn't be able to cut yourself with.
I keep mine sharp.
How do you do that? You can't sharpen them.
You can a little bit. You'll wear down the teeth, but it's bread in the end. But
and let's be honest. I mean, I use my serrated knife like five times a year.
I'm right there with it.
Right?
I'm
like,
right
there with it. I cut up a French bread at Thanksgiving and around
exactly.
Christmas.
Yeah, right there, exactly.
Sometimes it has blood, sometimes
it doesn't.
And if I do
buy bread, it's probably pre-sliced. What is the one thing right. that you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
So, back in 2016, me and my wife, we were drinking. We were working on our third bottle, our third half gallon of R&R.
Good God.
Did you have any mushrooms?
No.
Okay.
No mushrooms.
That is, what is that? Is that, wait, R&R is something royal. Is it real name of it?
Rich and rare.
Rich and rare.
Rich and rare. Yeah.
Which is neither.
This is how I like my women.
So we were drinking with a couple friends, and we'd gotten into a little argument, and I guess apparently I threw a curtain rod at her. I totally missed her, but it hit the sliding glass door and broke, and I don't know, I guess she's seen red after that. Came
you
out
think?
With a steak knife and stabbed me right above my ass cheek, right next to my spine. Spent 6 days in the ICU with internal bleeding. It was horrible.
Yeah, how's the marriage?
Well, we've been together for 6 years now.
All right. Well, you survived an ass stabbing and internal bleeding.
Do you remember throwing a curtain rod at her?
No.
Okay. Do you drink nearly that much anymore?
No, I don't. We don't drink anymore after that.
Thank God. I hope so.
Because
if that's where that goes, Jesus Christ.
That's like cutting towards you.
I ducked and a curtain rod went over my head and smashed into a slider. Not cheap.
I like how he said, I think that's when she saw red. Like, I bet she goddamn did, man.
The blood coming out of the back of your butt. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA. Some interesting calls today.
I would say so. And as far as not cutting toward yourself, a bunch of people are coming in. I guess this is the saying. Cut toward your buddy, not your body.
Oh. Yeah, screw him.
Yeah, F him. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
So, this is about 3.5-4 years ago. This was back on the East Coast, and I was at one of my local watering holes, and it was a Friday night, so I decided to tie one on. and somebody I've never seen before, you know, this chick. And I was talking to the bartender about, you know, how my day was going and everything. And I kept looking over and she was staring at me like she was interested in what I was saying. So we started talking a little bit and we had some drinks. And she lived probably three blocks from this place. And she needed a ride to the store to get some cigarettes or whatever. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll just take you to go pick up some cigarettes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she's in my car. Then she asked me if I have any condoms. And I was like, well, no, because my opinion of condoms are it's what women and condoms have in common. They spend more time in your wallet, less on your Johnson. So I didn't come prepared.
I
ended up.
That's your philosophy through life.
That's my philosophy through life.
It's my magnetic north. Okay.
So we're at the store. She gets her cigarettes. I get the condom, and then we go back to her place. And I'm thinking, all right, yeah, this is going to be good. And long story short, she totally flipped the script. She locked, you know, we get into her place. She locks the door. I'm like, I'm thinking nothing of it. That's cool. Safe. And I just, it was just a weird vibe once I got in there and I was kind of not feeling it. And then she was in the kitchen, decides to open up the drawer and pulls out this big butcher knife and says, "You're not going anywhere until we hook up."
Where was this?
That's a little bit of a boner killer for me. I don't know about anybody else.
What town were you in?
Well, I'll give you one guess. Guess where this had to be.
I don't know.
Florida.
There you go.
Aha! Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm here all day.
Visit Florida.com.
Yeah, exactly. So in order for me to get out of there, I had to try to figure out a way to get this chick away from me long enough for me to get to the door, unlock it, and haul ass out. So I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm like, all right, yeah, just give me a minute. You know, I'm, you know, a little drunk. I'm trying to get ready. Why don't you go, you know, maybe if you go into the bathroom and, you know, put on some lingerie or something, maybe that'll start, you know, getting the blood to flow.
Jumpstart my penis.
So she bought into that, and then as soon as that bathroom door shut, I was out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the right move.
Come to the Magic Kingdom,
Florida,
Epcot. What is the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, who sucks less and will drink and tell us with a shout of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
And our question, what is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? Guys, a couple years ago, I called this the avocado incident. I was only about a half of a Corona beer in, so I can't blame it on being drunk. I was cutting open an avocado. Getting in half, not the problem. The seed did me in. While holding the half of avocado in my left hand, I swatted at it with a knife to penetrate it enough to twist and pull it out like I've done a million times. It just wouldn't come loose. So I thought it'd be a good idea to readjust the knife in an up and down position and stab the avocado seed. As the knife swiftly penetrated all the way through the seed into my hand, only stopping as the tip of the knife hit the bone. Needless to say, Advil and a shot of whiskey was much needed with a couple of sutures. I just got some feeling back in my ring finger.
Damn.
In my job, we carry all kinds of fixed blade knives on our persons for the use in various maintenance jobs.
I'm a ninja.
One of our senior mechanics walks up to me and asks, do you want to play a game? Thinking he was just being friendly to the new guy. I said, sure. He pulls out his knife, points it at me, and says, don't let me stab you. And starts pushing it toward me. I grab his arm in panic since I'd been there for 3 days and didn't know him. We botched pushed as hard as we could for what felt like an eternity. Then he stopped pushing and put the knife back in its sheath. Ended up being a great friend of mine.
And I wish I still work with him.
That's how I make friends with people.
Back in the 80s, I worked in a small deli. The boss had just hired a new girl, and she had zero kitchen skills. The boss was working alongside her, showing her how to prep mushrooms for whatever we used them for. So she was wielding a sharp kitchen knife and chopping mushrooms, slinging them all over. Boss man was trying to keep them to one side of the board. Bad idea. As he swept left, she went right and cut two of his fingers on his right hand, bleeding all over. I heard him yell. The knife hit the floor. That was her last day. That from Dave.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, let's see. What else we got here? Husband and I went camping with some friends. Husband making dinner for everyone, and he was splitting apart two hamburger patties that were frozen. Knife split his thumb. He's bleeding pretty good there. I insisted we needed to go get some stitches. He said he was good and wrapped it in a paper towel. It finally stopped bleeding around 10 o'clock at night. And then he bumped it, and it started gushing again. Then he finally agreed to let me take him to get stitches, but as we're driving to the hospital, he gets the idea to stop in a Quickie Mart and maybe grab some super glue instead.
All right.
Go to the store where he asked the Vietnamese man behind the counter for super glue. Guy saw my husband bleeding on his floor and exclaimed, "Why you bleed on my floor?"
Gravity, man.
The man then rummaged around a drawer behind his counter and pulled out a used tube of super glue and exclaimed, $5.99. My husband paid and attempted to glue his finger shut. It never worked. We ended up going to the hospital around midnight. Six stitches in all was pretty irritated with him as we lost an evening of camping. My husband does love to cook, but still scares me when he uses knives.
I get it, they were camping, but generally, like, just sometimes you can just use a butter knife.
That from Heidi.
Right.
So, guys, this counts because I was stabbed and I thought it was a knife. I was 6 years old in the car with my brother, younger than me. Mom was pumping gas outside, so we're alone in the car. My brother was being annoying, so I shoved him a bit to get him to be quiet. Bad idea. He reaches his hand up high like he's holding a knife and stabs me on top of the head right above my forehead. I cry, out of course in pain, but had no idea how bad it really was. My mom opens the door to yell, and the look on her face said it all. She gasps and asks what's wrong, pulled my hand down, and the screaming began. Blood was pouring down my face from a gaping hole in my head. I needed stitches. What did he stab me with? A toy airplane sharp enough to be a knife. That from Samantha. Do we have any comments?
I've got a few. It says, I have a butterfly knife that I do tricks with. I had a buddy, got drunk. He was talking some ass, saying he could do better tricks. I handed him the knife. He threw it in the air, and when he went to catch it, the blade went clean to the palm of his hand, and he finishes, I still have the knife, blood and all. And then this one I enjoy. It isn't my story, but I'll never forget it. My ex-husband was trying to cut a bra off with consent, and a knife ended up kicking back and sticking him in the chest.
Jesus.
Okay.
Moving on to the birthday request, guys.
Baby.
This is Cristiano Suzuki. My beautiful little princess is celebrating her fifth one today. She listens to the show with me when I'm at home, and she likes you guys, too. She's a bitch. So could you please give her a happy birthday, maybe with a Suck It Up cupcake. Thanks, guys.
So suck it up, cupcake!
You said five.
Yeah, five. Today is my masculine husband's 27th trip around the sun. I'm sure he would love some turtle wax, maybe some dirty Germans talking about welding. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. That from Daisy.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, if you like welding, I imagined you like heat. If you rub things, they get warmer. I can provide the solder.
Yeah, first of all, you already have a mask, so you won't get anything in your eye. Second of all, Daisy, why did you have to say masculine? Is this man not masculine?
Hola, amigos. Name is Conrad. Listening to you guys for almost a year now. My favorite segment is the birthday wishes and the dirty Germans. Today is my 27th trip around the sun. How about a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about me? Thanks, guys.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, take off your clothes, lay down in bed on your stomach. I want to visit your watering hole.
Yes, and often animals fight says, yeah, it's a watering hole. So we'll fight and then drink all we want.
Bitches, Sarah, a.k.a. Pookie, who's the love of my life, celebrating her 41st trip. She works as an
anesthesiologist?
No,
esthetician.
She spends her days.
She makes chicks look good.
She whacks unspeakable things off ladies' bodies. How about, let's see here. Can you give her an owl hitting the window and the dirty Germans talking about waxing things? Liquor and whores, that from the husband, Steve.
Yeah, let me see what Pookie makes dookie, and I will provide the hot wax.
Yeah, Pookie, I'm glad you got this job up in the Carter. Hopefully you don't screw it up. Nino will be pissed. somebody will get said joke, and they will very much appreciate it.
Guys, want to give a birthday shout-out to my cousin Chris, and I call Babber. Give him a "Your Penis Is Too Small," and the dirty German's talking about burning his butt on the wood stove while singing karaoke. Thanks, guys. That's from Joey the Electrician.
Yeah, I am not so cruel. When you are performing karaoke tonight, you will not have to sit on a wood stove.
Yeah, I just like this man does have a hot ass.
Yeah. Guys, today's my coworker Corey's 41st. Gonna get a "Penis Is Too Small" with a Leroy Jenkins. Thanks, guys, and cheers, bitches. That from Chris.
Let's do this, Leroy Jenkins.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails here. As far as what you had to clean up, old bicholas, the worst thing I ever had to pick up or clean. My 200-pound Mastiff got into some Flaming Hot Cheetos without me knowing. About 3 a.m., I wake up to the most god-awful stench I've ever smelled.
Smell it.
My dog proceeded to have flaming diarrhea all over the house. First pile by the front door. Then he proceeded to whine and S-more all the way to the back door. I thought about using the vacuum for a split second, then decided I needed every paper towel available in the area. Needless to say, my house smells like flaming diarrhea for 2 days.
Hey, I'm Chester Cheetah. Sorry about the floor, man.
All right, this was a doozy.
Just gotta stop by real quick. Offer your roll of paper towels for your troubles.
The year is 2004. I'm deployed to the butthole of Mesopotamia with the Marine Corps.
Mesopotamia.
The butthole of Mesopotamia.
One unit was relieving an army unit and taking over their mess. In one building that we fortified, we discovered a barricaded room that we decided to investigate because we needed the space to accommodate additional Marines. When we breached the door, we discovered an entire full-size room, living room size, of 1.5-liter bottles stacked floor to ceiling, each one completely filled with urine. We gave up counting them around the AK mark, so nobody knew how many exactly there were. We were ordered to dump them over a berm 50 yards away where we created a rock and sand natural urinal. There was so much urine that a small lake formed and it never dried up during our entire 6 months. While urine certainly won't be the worst thing you'll hear about today, I do have to say the overwhelming ammonia scent from 20,000 liters of urine will make you dizzy if you spend too much time near it. I often wonder if Piss Lake thrives today. Whizzingly yours, formerly Corporal Ostrom, United States Marine Corps.
Wow.
Still to come, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. The word has what you call people from each and every state, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve Hill each and every week. You bring us 3 stories from the news. Oh, yeah. They all suck in their own and individual way, but it's up to us to determine which of these 3 stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, and as always, all 3 stories suck. I'm not sure where these all fall on the scale. They're all kind of disgusting, but they're not the worst that people can do, but people still suck. But the 3 stories, we have a man in California. He's accused of using Instagram to harass and intimidate families of the students that were killed at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He's competing against a woman in Alabama. I believe Mike Hawk had this story earlier this week. She promised to look after people's horses when they got a little bit older, but instead she sold them to slaughterhouses in Mexico.
She was a veterinarian student, wasn't she?
She was, in fact, a third-year veterinary student. And they'll be taking on the Virginia government, state government. Basically, they're going to toll Interstate 81, which is not the worst thing. But then they're going to use cameras to ticket drivers that take side streets who want to avoid it.
Jesus.
Yes, that's right. So, we'll start in California, where Brendan Flurry of Santa Ana, California, he is accused of using Instagram to harass and intimidate the families of students that were killed at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School last February. It happened on Valentine's Day of last year. Well, criminal complaint says that Brandon began his taunts last month. He would use different accounts, but all of the accounts were traced to a single IP address in California, where he lives with, of course, his father and his brother. Well, a special agent wrote a 12-page report that says that Brandon showed no remorse when questioned and openly admits to the harassment and a fascination with the shooting. He would not, however, explain the pleasure he got from antagonizing families who lost a child. Now we go to Alabama, where 24-year-old Fallon Blackwood, she was arrested after promising to care for rescue horses, but instead, she was selling them to Mexican slaughterhouses. Now, she was taken into custody at a rodeo, and she was indicted on 13 counts of bringing into the state property attained by false pretense elsewhere. Piece it together yourself. Well, she's accused of telling owners of older horses that she would take their horses to live on her farm in Alabama. But like your pet dog, when you were a kid, taking the animal to the farm meant death, and in this case, the slaughterhouse.
Pet solution.
Pet solution. And finally, the fine state, I'm sorry, the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth of Virginia, where Commonwealth Transportation Board, they're considering tolling Interstate 81. Not a big deal, but naturally, citizens are not terribly enthusiastic about paying a toll on a road that their taxes have already paid for. But that's not what actually got them upset. What pissed them off is that the Transportation Board, they've taken it one step further, and the idea is they're going to punish drivers who would attempt to save a little money by taking the side streets. They're going to have cameras installed on any side street that provide what they call a parallel to the route to the proposed toll. So any driver that takes those routes, they'd receive a ticket that's larger than the amount of the toll. You follow me? So they're forcing you to take the toll road, or we'll ticket you and charge you more, and we have cameras. So I don't.
But that's not illegal.
Hey, man, that's what they're working with. So again, we have the man in California using Instagram. He is harassing the parents who lost kids at the school shooting last February in Florida. We have the woman in Alabama who, like many people with pets, taking people's horses to the farm, except she's selling them to Mexican slaughterhouses, taking on the Commonwealth of Virginia with her idea to charge you a ticket for more than the toll will cost if you take an alternate route.
All right. Who sucks the most is pretty easy for me. It's the guy in California who's harassing the parents.
How old was that guy?
It says a man. I just understand when you read stuff in the press, if it says a man or woman, they are 18 or older.
So I think he sucks the most. Now, here's my question about the lady in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
These people aren't coming back for the horses, correct?
Some of them were. In fact, one of the witnesses that testified against her, keep this in mind, one of the witnesses that I'm aware of that testified against her had stated the idea was she was going to keep the horse there for a little while and she would come back and get her horse for whatever reason. When she went to get her horse, the horse was no longer available and there was no record of where the horse went.
I still think the Virginia thing just seems insane to me because that's not illegal. You can not take roads. So I'm going to say...
Well, you still can. You just get ticketed.
I just think the lady in Alabama sucks the least. And hear me out because I know these horses are dying. But a lot of people just sent them to the farm so they were done with the horse anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady who wanted to come back to get her horse, like... If the horse had just died of being old, would she have known the difference?
Well, here's the thing. I think when a horse comes to that age, for whatever reason, when you're ready to do something else with the horse, the idea is, I want this horse to live its best life for however long it's got left on this planet. So maybe their, I don't know, maybe their stalls aren't big enough. Maybe they don't have enough room for the horse to run. Maybe they figure that it'll get better care in one of these facilities that
I hear what you're saying.
Take care of elder horses.
That's why I'm going to put my parents on a horse farm when they get old.
You know, so like I think the intent is that you are giving your horse to a place that it'll be cared for.
You would be wrong.
But you're also, I think, if you're coming, if you're saying, hey, I'm going to come back and get the horse.
I only know of one witness who made that
decision. But it sounds like most people just sent the horse to the farm like it was going to die. Like, is it worse that it went? I mean, I guess it is worse it went to a slaughter. Sorry. I just think the guy in California is a jackass.
Right.
And the Virginia government, the Commonwealth, like, come on. Like, I'm just taking a regular road.
Cash agrees with you. He says the woman in Alabama sucks the least, although I laughed. Mark says, I just have to say that story one sucks the least. That would be the man in California.
Mm-hmm.
But he is an ass. Warren says, mother of God, guys, these all suck. However, in the spirit of picking the least suckage, that's got to be the less, the tolls.
A lot of people are picking the tolls on Twitter, and I get that because it's not, there's no horse dying.
Or, yeah, that's the only reason.
Rare instance where Virginia sucks least, that from cats.
Virginia always sucks the most, but that Virginia one is just insane to me. I'm like, that is blatantly just making money. I know what those cameras are for, but like you're taking it a step farther.
There's a double whammy on it because it's a specific company that gets to install the cameras, so they get a fat contract from the city right? And the city doesn't have money. You have money. So you get taxed, or the state. So you're paying, essentially, this camera company gets a fat contract with your money so that they can take pictures of you, so the government can take, so that they can hit you with the ticket and get more money if you don't want to drive down the road that you paid for with your money and pay more money to drive down. All of that said, I still think they suck the leash. They kiss my ass.
The tolls to you?
Man, just in the scheme of things, you get nickel and dime. And listen, make no mistake, it brings me much hostility what they're doing. There's no doubt about it. But in the scheme of things, I think they suck. Listen, it's funny. Mike brought the stories in the office, and he said, man, like, these aren't the worst. But he's like, number three, Virginia, just pisses me off.
And with them. Like, that one drives me insane. Is I'm just like,
I know.
Toll roads. I get why they're there. And some of them are great. It's a nice road. Maybe in Maryland, they built that inter-county connector. Right. I have a choice, though. Like, Virginia. I mean, Virginia, I hated Virginia already.
Well, at least when they camera the license plates in Virginia, like, the license plate doesn't say something weird. Like, Fat Stacks with a Z.
Every license plate in Virginia is a vanity plate.
Right, exactly. All Fat Stacks is trying to avoid 81. Fat Stacks owes $7.50 to the state of Virginia.
I hate to say I think it's such a leap.
I think it's Virginia.
It's like, it does. It pisses me off.
I'm going horses. Okay. Plus, it's just my bias. Like, you own a horse? You must have some money or something. If you can afford the horse, keep the horse. Don't send it to a farm.
Fair enough.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, still to come, the word has what you call people from each and every state, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Got a round of profile that's coming up, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, today we have what are called demonyms. A demonym is what you call people from certain areas.
I thought it was a white rapper from Detroit.
So if you if you are from Detroit,
Detroiter.
You're a Detroiter?
I don't know.
We don't know either. These are the states, not the cities. I'll give you the state. You tell me what you call people from this state.
What I think they're called or what I call them?
We'll start with the easy one. We'll start with Alaska. Our friends at KZND, what do you call someone from Alaska?
Eskimo. Alaskan.
An Alaskan.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Our ass can.
All right, let's go to our friends at 98.3, the Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. What do you call someone from Arkansas?
Arkansan.
That is correct.
Is that right?
Yes. You're an Arkansan.
I'll be a son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some other notable things. By the way, if you are from Arkansas, you could also be an Arky or an Arkansawyer.
Arkansawyer?
Yeah.
Hey. I can just yell, woo, big suey.
Yeah.
Now, let's be careful who you say it to.
How about someone from Hawaii?
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian, yeah.
You call them a Hawaii resident.
Really?
Yes.
What the hell?
How about Iowa?
Wait, no, Hawaii, why would you call them a Hawaii resident?
That's true. Well, you can call them an islander if you want.
Hawaii president.
See, islander feels bad.
Okay.
Like saying, hey, you're Hawaiian. I wouldn't say.
Wonder if it's because there's a difference between Hawaiians and Hawaiian residents.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What if you're from Kansas? What are you?
Kansan.
You are a Kansan. Also a jayhawker and a grasshopper. For our friends at 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City.
I'd call you Dorothy Breed.
Kentucky.
A wildcat.
You're a Kentuckian. Or a corn cracker.
I can't say that.
So Z-Rock 103, you're a corn cracker.
I will not say that.
Okay, how about a Louisiana?
I'll say it all day. Corn crackers.
Someone from Louisiana, you call them what?
Cajun.
A Louisianian.
Louisianian.
What are
you talking about this, huh?
How about Massachusetts there, Ted?
Massachusetts? Don't say it.
You're going to say M-hole? It's a Massachusetts... Massachusettsan. It's a
Hold on.
Massachusettsan?
Massachusettsan. Massachusetts. That's W-A-F, why we call you an M-hole.
Here come the...
It's easier.
All right, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Missouri.
Or Mississippi.
Missouri. Big dog, yeah, absolutely. How about New York? This is an easy one.
New York.
Also known as a Knickerbocker.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
What if you're Rock 103 in Fayetteville and you're from North Carolina? What are you?
North Carolinian.
North Carolinian or a Tar Heel or a Tar Boiler.
Huh.
Tar Heel, I don't know about Tar Boiler.
How about an Oklahoma? For our friends at the Cat.
You're a Sooner.
You are a Sooner or an Okie by slang.
Yeah.
But you are
a Oklahoma sapien.
An Oklahoman.
Oklahoman. Most,
much like Ohio and Ohioan. All right, let's see here. What else we got? By the way.
Boomer Sooner.
If you are from Oklahoma, you're also an Okie or a Sooner. In Ohio, you can be a Buckeye.
Don't be a Buckeye.
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvanian?
You could be a Quaker.
You can be a Keystoner.
Oh, yeah.
What about Rhode Island? This is an easy one.
Rhode Islander.
Or a Swamp Yankee.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you're from South Carolina, you're a South Carolinian or a Sand Lapper. How about our friends at Rock 105 in Chattanooga? If you're from Tennessee.
Tennessean.
Or a Volunteer. Right, or a Big Bender. Or a Butternut.
I won't call you a Butternut unless we're real tight, man.
Okay. Butter Stuffs.
How about if you're from Wisconsin?
Wisconsinite?
Cheesehead.
Wisconsinite is correct. Cheesehead is correct, and Badger is correct as well. How about Wyoming?
You're a Wyomingite.
Wyomingite. Or Wyomese.
What?
Wyomese.
What?
We mentioned earlier.
All the Wyomese people coming over the border.
If you're from Connecticut, you are a Connecticutter.
Are you for real?
Yeah. You could also be a nutmegger.
Hey, nice Connecticutter. Hey, girl, show me that Connecticutter.
You could also be a nutmeg. If you're from Delaware, you are a...
Delawarean.
Or a blue hen's chicken. Or a muskrat.
Hey, muskrat. It's
basically college mascots.
How about if you're from Georgia?
You're a bulldog.
You're a Georgian or a buzzard, cracker, or a goober grabber.
I'll call you a goober grabber.
A Florida person is?
Floridian.
Or a cracker.
Or an idiot.
Or an alligator. There you go on the word. Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to see who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 31-year-old Dennis Palmer, which is kind of an ironic last name, of Stuart, Florida. Police confronted Dennis at the local Walmart after he was identified as the man masturbating in the pillow aisle. Now, Dennis explained he was not masturbating, but he was scratching himself, and he was scratching himself because he was itchy. And he said he was itchy because he told the cops because he had crabs. Now, we don't know if he has crabs or not, but when police reviewed surveillance footage, Dennis was, in fact, masturbating with his penis out for what they're saying several minutes. He was jailed on exposure of sexual organs.
Damn.
I like that. Nah, brah. I'm just itchy down there. I got crabs.
I would love a set of these pillows.
That is the worst part. Like, if he does have crabs and he's scratching his boys and he's in the pillow department at that Walmart, I mean, seriously, man, you need to, like, close it down, fumigate the whole thing. Because who would say that?
Somebody who had crabs, who was pleasuring himself in the pillow aisle at a Walmart.
This is my point. I don't feel like anyone's going to tell you they have crabs unless they do, in fact, have crabs. Because at no point is that ever a brag point.
No, and you're out in public. You should be home. You should be quarantined.
It takes me back to my question. Why does anyone actually want to be a police officer? They don't show you this on TV, right?
The last Walmart story we got was a woman driving around an electric scooter drinking wine out of a Pringles can. So this seems to be par for the course.
And in this guy's defense, when I got caught as a teenager, that was my excuse.
I was just itching. I have crabs.
You got caught doing what?
Masturbating.
Oh.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola. Going to contest it online for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.